Friends, will you join me in our prayer for illumination? Blessed Lord, who caused all holy scriptures to be written for our learning, grant us so to hear them, read, mark, learn, and inwardly digest them, that the Holy Spirit may speak a fresh word through them and point us to the living word, Jesus Christ. Amen. Our Old Testament reading this morning is from the Psalms, Psalm 48. Great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised in the city of our God. His holy mountain, beautiful in elevation, is the joy of all the earth. Mount Zion in the far north, the city of the great king, within its citadels, God has shown himself a sure defense. Then the kings assembled, they came on together. As soon as they saw it, they were astounded. They were in panic, they took to flight. Trembling took hold of them there. Pains, as of a woman in labor, as when an east wind shatters the ships of Tarshish. As we have heard, so we have seen, in the city of the Lord of hosts, in the city of our God, which God establishes forever. We ponder your steadfast love, O God, in the midst of your temple. Your name, O God, like your praise, reaches to the ends of the earth. Your right hand is filled with victory. Let Mount Zion be glad. Let the towns of Judah rejoice because of your judgments. Walk about Zion, go all around it. Count its towers. Consider well its ramparts. Go through its citadels that you may tell the next generation that this is God, our God, forever and ever. He will be our guide forever. Our gospel reading this morning and our preaching text comes from the Gospel of John. And this part of the year is always really, really fascinating to me, because the few weeks after Easter, we get texts that seem to be going forward and then flashing back to things that happened before the Easter event itself. And so this morning's text is I'd like to think of it as a flashback, an opportunity to hone in on something that really happened earlier in the story than the Easter event. So I want us to hear the word of God. I want us to listen, to be attentive this morning to a few short verses in which Jesus says a lot. So listen with me for the word of the Lord. When he had gone out, Jesus said, "Now the Son of Man has been glorified, and God has been glorified in him. If God has been glorified in him, God will also glorify him in himself and will glorify him at once. Little children, I am with you only a little longer. You will look for me, and as I said to the Jews, so now I say to you, where I am going, you cannot come. I give you a new commandment, that you love one another just as I have loved you. You also should love one another. And by this, everyone will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another." This is the word of the Lord.